KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies here in Atlantic. It's 11 degrees below zero. We bottomed out at 13 below so far for this morning. And we picked up 3 inches of snowfall here in Atlantic. Messina reported 3.5 inches. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Roadways here in western Iowa are still partially covered with snow. The main arteries, including Interstate 80 and Interstate 29, are in normal driving condition until you get about to Stewart and heading towards central Iowa, the Des Moines metro area. Roadways there are partially covered. In Southwest Iowa news, sheriff's deputies in Fremont County are investigating an incident of arson that took place in Sydney. Deputies were called to 901 Fillmore Street at around 3:30 a.m. Monday for a report of a structure fire. The structure was unoccupied at the time of the fire and no one lived there. Sydney Fire and Rescue, Hamburg Fire and Rescue, and Tabor Fire and Rescue responded to the call. A firefighter suffered minor injuries in battling that blaze and was treated and released from a local hospital. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office contacted the Department of Public Safety's State Fire Marshal Division and a criminal investigation was initiated. A preliminary investigation has determined the fire appears to have been intentionally set and is currently being investigated as an arson. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Fremont County Sheriff's Office at 712-374-2424 or the arson hotline at 800-532-1459. A financial award may be available to anyone who provides information leading to the arrest and conviction of a person or persons involved. Topping state news, authorities say 7 people have been killed, including 2 teenage sisters, on Iowa roads as a winter storm swept the state on Monday, leading to dozens of crashes and a 50 to 70 car pileup near Ames. 17-year-old Avery Arneson and 13-year-old Aiden Arneson, sisters from Decorah, died in a 2-vehicle crash around 8:30 a.m. Monday on a county road in northeast Iowa. 4 other teens were injured and hospitalized in connection with that crash. In Cedar Rapids, 2 men died in a crash on Interstate 380 that police say was weather-related, and 1 person died in several people were critically injured in a pileup that closed Interstate 35 near Ames. On I-80, police say a person was killed in a crash east of Grinnell at around 1:20 p.m., and another person died and 2 others were injured around 1:40 p.m. near Durant. There were also several crashes here in western Iowa along Interstate 80, including one around 4:30 p.m. yesterday between Anita and Wyota. So far, no report on any injuries or any fatalities associated with that. In other news, the Harlan Police Department has provided an update to a report we brought you yesterday on KJAN. Authorities said around 5 p.m. Sunday, officers with the Harlan Police Department and Shelby County Sheriff's Office were made aware of a vehicle in Shelby County that may have been involved in pursuits with at least 2 other law enforcement agencies. At around 5:23 p.m. Sunday, a Harlan officer saw a vehicle that matched the description as it was eastbound on Highway 44, leaving Harlan. A Harlan officer attempted to stop the vehicle pursuant to a traffic violation. The vehicle sped up and a pursuit ensued with speeds reaching 120 miles per hour. The vehicle made numerous traffic violations and at one point was in a field in an attempt to elude law enforcement. Eventually, the vehicle was stopped in a ditch about a half mile west of Highway 173 on Highway 83 in Cass County. The pursuit lasted 43 minutes all in all, and the suspect, who was identified as 39-year-old Myron Lee Brandon of Council Bluffs, was transported to the Cass County Hospital and then flown by helicopter to the Nebraska Medical Center with an unknown condition. Brandon faces charges that include felony eluding, possession of methamphetamine, prohibited acts, and no fewer than 8 traffic violations. He remains at the Nebraska Medical Center, and warrants will be issued and served upon his release from that facility. The case remains under investigation, and more charges are possible. The Harlan Police Department was assisted by the Shelby, Cass, and Audubon County Sheriff's Office, Atlantic Police, Iowa State Patrol, Atlantic Medevac, and Marnie Fire and Rescue. In the funeral announcements, Richard Dick Neal, age 83, of Orient, died Tuesday at the Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown. Graveside services for Dick Neal will be today at 11 o'clock at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Joanne Catherine Rose, age 71, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Virtue Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial for Joanne Rose will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Kathleen Kathy Jones, age 61, of Cumberland, died Thursday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Kathy Jones will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Arvilla Peterson, age 99, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. A prayer service for Arvilla Peterson will be on Thursday at 12:30 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Rebecca Powell, age 70, of Messina, died Sunday at the Taylor Hospice House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rebecca Powell will be held on Friday at 1:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Thomas Patterson, age 60, of Woodbine, died Saturday at the Vista Rose Rose Vista Home Incorporated. Memorial services for Thomas Patterson will be Friday at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauline Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Scott H. Robinson, age 77, of Manning, died Wednesday at his home in Sun City, Arizona. Funeral services for Scott Robinson will be Saturday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Clifford Fries, age 88, of Anita, died January 27th at the Salem Lutheran Home. Memorial services for Clifford Fries will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has arrangements. Harley Plain, age 93, of Erling, died Thursday at Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A celebration of life open house for Harley Plain will be held Saturday from 1 until 3 p.m. in the chapel at Little Flower Haven in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. And Roger Carter, age 63, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Roger Carter are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.